order for morning prayer daily throughout the year. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of evil. I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. When the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. Dearly beloved brethren, the Scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do, when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me,
Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent, and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works. 40 years long I was grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their hearts, for they have not known my ways, and to whom I swore in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Psalm 79. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance.
Thy holy temple have they defiled, and made Jerusalem a heap of stones.
The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the air,
and the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the land.
Their blood have they shed like water on every side of Jerusalem,
and there was no man to bury them.
We are become an open shame to our enemies,
a very scorn and derision unto them that are round about us.
Lord, how long wilt thou be angry?
Shall thy jealousy burn like fire for ever?
Pour out thine indignation upon the heathen that have not known thee,
and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name.
For they have devoured Jacob,
and laid waste his dwelling place.
O remember not our old sins, but have mercy upon us, and that soon.
For we are come to great misery.
Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name.
O deliver us, and be merciful unto our sins, for thy name's sake.
Wherefore do the heathen say,
Where is now their God?
O let the vengeance of thy servant's blood that is shed
be openly showed above the heathen in our sight.
O let the sorrowful sighing of the prisoners come before thee.
According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die.
And for the blasphemy wherewith our neighbours have blasphemed thee,
reward thou them, O Lord, sevenfold into their bosom.
So we, that are thy people, and sheep of thy pasture, shall give thee thanks for ever,
and will always be showing forth thy praise from generation to generation.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Psalm 80. Hear, O thou shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a sheep.
Show thyself also, thou that sittest upon the cherubims,
before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh.
Stir up thy strength, and come and help us.
Turn us again, O Lord.
Show the light of thy countenance, and we shall be whole.
O Lord, God of hosts,
how long wilt thou be angry with thy people that prayeth?
Thou feedest them with the bread of tears,
and givest them plenteousness of tears to drink.
Thou hast made us a very strife unto our neighbours,
and our enemies laugh us to scorn.
Turn us again, thou God of hosts.
Show the light of thy countenance, and we shall be whole.
Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt.
Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it.
Thou madest room for it.
And when it had taken root, it filled the land.
The hills were covered with the shadow of it,
and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedar trees.
She stretched out her branches unto the sea,
and her boughs unto the river.
Why hast thou then broken down her hedge,
that all they that go by pluck off her grapes?
The wild boar out of the wood doth root it up,
and the wild beasts of the field devour it.
Turn thee again, thou God of hosts, look down from heaven.
Behold, and visit this vine,
and the place of the vineyard that thy right hand hath planted,
and the branch that thou madest so strong for thyself.
It is burned with fire and cut down,
and they shall perish at the rebuke of thy countenance.
Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand,
and upon the son of man, whom thou madest so strong for thine own self.
And so will not we go back from thee.
O let us live, and we shall call upon thy name.
Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts.
Show the light of thy countenance, and we shall be whole.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Psalm 81. Sing we merrily unto God our strength.
Make a cheerful noise unto the God of Jacob.
Take the psalm, bring hither the tabret,
the merry harp with the lute.
Blow up the trumpet in the new moon,
even in the time appointed, and upon our solemn feast day.
For this was made a statute of Israel,
and a law of the God of Jacob.
This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony,
when he came out of the land of Egypt, and had heard a strange language.
I eased his shoulder from the burden,
and his hands were delivered from making the pots.
Thou callest upon me in troubles, and I delivered thee,
and heard thee, what time as the storm fell upon thee.
I proved thee also
at the waters of strife.
Hear, O my people, and I will assure thee, O Israel,
if thou wilt hearken unto me.
There shall be no strange god in thee,
neither shalt thou worship any other god.
I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt.
Open thy mouth wide, and I shall fill it.
But my people would not hear my voice,
and Israel would not obey me.
So I gave them up unto their own heart's lusts,
and let them follow their own imaginations.
Oh, that my people would have hearkened unto me.
For if Israel had walked in my ways,
I should have put down their enemies,
and turned my hand against their adversaries.
The haters of the Lord should have been found liars,
but their time should have endured for ever.
He should have fed them also with the finest wheat flour,
and with honey out of the stony rock should I have satisfied thee.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Here beginneth the 21st chapter of the book of 1 Chronicles.
Then Satan stood against Israel and incited David to number Israel. So David said to Joab and the commanders of the army, Go, number Israel from Beersheba to Dan, and bring me a report, that I may know their number. But Joab said, May the Lord add to his people 100 times as many as they are. Are they not, my lord the king, all of them my lord's servants? Why then should my lord require this? Why should it be a cause of guilt for Israel? But the king's word prevailed against Joab. So Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came back to Jerusalem. And Joab gave the sum of the numbering of the people to David. In all Israel there were 1,100,000 men who drew the sword, and in Judah 470,000 who drew the sword. But he did not include Levi and Benjamin in the numbering, for the king's command was abhorrent to Joab. But God was displeased with this thing, and he struck Israel. And David said to God, I have sinned greatly in that I have done this thing. But now please take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly. And the Lord spoke to Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and say to David, Thus says the Lord, 3 things I offer you. Choose one of them, that I may do it to you. So Gad came to David and said to him, Thus says the Lord, Choose what you will, either 3 years of famine, or 3 months of devastation by your foes, while the sword of your enemies overtakes you, or else 3 days of the sword of the Lord, pestilence on the land, with the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the territory of Israel. Now decide what answer I shall return to him who sent me. Then David said to Gad, I am in great distress. Let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercy is very great. But do not let me fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a pestilence on Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell. And God sent the angel to Jerusalem to destroy it, but as he was about to destroy it, the Lord saw, and he relented from the calamity. And he said to the angel who was working destruction, "It is enough. Now stay your hand." And the angel of the Lord was standing by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David lifted his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord standing between earth and heaven, and in his hand a drawn sword stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces. And David said to God, "Was it not I who gave command to number the people? It is I who have sinned and done great evil. But these sheep, what have they done? Please let your hand, O Lord my God, be against me and against my father's house. But do not let the plague be on your people." Now the angel of the Lord had commanded Gad to say to David that David should go up and raise an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. So David went up at Gad's word, which he had spoken in the name of the Lord. Now Ornan was threshing wheat. He turned and saw the angel, and his four sons who were with him hid themselves. As David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David and went out from the threshing floor and paid homage to David with his face to the ground. And David said to Ornan, "Give me the site of the threshing floor, that I may build on it an altar to the Lord. Give it to me at its full price, that the plague may be averted from the people." Then Ornan said to David, "Take it, and let my lord the king do what seems good to him. See, I give the oxen for burnt offerings, and the threshing sledges for the wood, and the wheat for a grain offering. I give it all." But King David said to Ornan, "No, but I will buy them for the full price. I will not take for the Lord what is yours, nor offer burnt offerings that cost me nothing." So David paid Ornan 600 shekels of gold by weight for the site. And David built there an altar to the Lord, and presented burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called on the Lord, and the Lord answered him with fire from heaven upon the altar of burnt offering. Then the Lord commanded the angel, and he put his sword back into its sheath. At that time, when David saw that the Lord had answered him at the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, he sacrificed there. For the tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses had made in the wilderness, and the altar of burnt offering were at that time in the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of God, for he was afraid of the sword of the angel of the Lord.
Here endeth the first lesson.
All ye works of the Lord, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. All ye angels of the Lord, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye heavens, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye waters that be above the firmament, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye powers of the Lord, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye sun and moon, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye stars of heaven, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye showers and dew, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye winds of God, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye fire and heat, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye winter and summer, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye dews and frosts, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye frost and cold, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye ice and snow, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye nights and days, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye light and darkness, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye lightnings and clouds, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O let the earth bless the Lord, yea, let it praise him and magnify him for ever.
O ye mountains and hills, bless ye the Lord. Praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye green things upon earth, bless ye the Lord. Praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye wells, bless ye the Lord. Praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye seas and floods, bless ye the Lord. Praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye whales and all that move in the waters, bless ye the Lord. Praise him and magnify him for ever. O all ye fowls of the air, bless ye the Lord. Praise him and magnify him for ever. O all ye beasts and cattle, bless ye the Lord. Praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye children of men, bless ye the Lord. Praise him and magnify him for ever. O let Israel bless the Lord. Praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye priests of the Lord, bless ye the Lord. Praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye servants of the Lord, bless ye the Lord. Praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye spirits and souls of the righteous, bless ye the Lord. Praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye holy and humble men of heart, bless ye the Lord. Praise him and magnify him for ever. O Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael, bless ye the Lord. Praise him and magnify him for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Here beginneth the second chapter of the book of the Acts of the Apostles.
When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes, and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, What does this mean? But others mocking said, They are filled with new wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we all are witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved.
Here endeth the second lesson.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a mighty salvation for us in the house his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hands of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our forefathers, and to remember his holy covenant, to perform the oath which he sware to our forefather Abraham, that he would give us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt to go before the face of the Lord, to prepare his ways, to give him knowledge of salvation unto his people, for the remission of their sin, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save our rulers, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
Lord, we pray thee that thy grace may always prevent and follow us, and make us continually to be given to all good works, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all the assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, who alone workest great marvels,
Send down upon our bishops and curates and all congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of thy grace, and that they may truly please thee, pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honour of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. Amen. Almighty God, who hast given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests, fulfil now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with us all evermore. Amen.